Racha by Yaakov says, so Rava holds that matzah, the Pesachim Kofcha from Anof. Rava holds matzah b'zmanzah is the Raisa. Mor is the Rabban. So why is Mor the Rabban? Because on matzah Mer Mechlu, so Mor is a Kiyam in Pesach. So b'zmanzah, he could Pesach, so he could Mor. B'zmanzah like a Pesach, like a Mor. Okay. So therefore, the matzah Semrorim that's a Kiyam in Pesach can't exist b'zmanzah. But the Gemara says, but Rav has another pasuk of Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos that tells you that what? That matzah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa. It's not totally in Karban Pesach. So therefore, b'zman hazeh, yechayev in matzah. That's Rav's formula. Okay. Rav Acha by Yaakov Omar. Echad zev rabbanan. Why? Because he learns on matzah semrorim yochlu. So it's only kiyum and pesach. It's mandik a pesach, mandlek a pesach. So there's no matzah semrorim. So the Gemara says Elo aksiv ba'erev tochlu matzos. So what about Rava's pasuk of ba'erev tochlu matzos, and that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo? So no, ha'im eboy lele tamei v'shoyer b'derech chachoka. Why? Because tamei b'derech chachoka is pater from carbon pesach. Salgadayta chamina, kivin the pesach lo achli matzah and mar and nami lo nechol, kamash malon, that what? That even though there's no pesach, you still chayev in matzah and mar. That's bisman the ika pesach, but not bisman the leka pesach. Correct? Not bisman the leka pesach. Okay, why? So the question is why? I mean, if you're telling me that it's a separate mitzvah, so what's the difference between Tamesh and B'derech Chachoka, right? Okay.
Also, why has he no Mar?
And has he no what?
Has he no Mar?
How does he know Mar? All right, so how does Rav Acha bar Yaakov learn out Maror? So the answer is, the question is, what is Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos? Is it a new mitzvah? If it's a new mitzvah, so then it's telling you matzah. And it's telling you matzah even bizman hazeh. But if it's a halacha and al matzah semrorim yochluhu, so it's telling you, even though you don't have the kiyum pesach, correct, even though you don't have the kiyum pesach, but still, there's a kiyum of matzah. So if there's a kiyum of matzah, it has to be a kiyum of mara too. Why is matzah different than mara? Right? So that's the machlekes. Machlekes is, ba'erev tochlu matzos, is it a new mitzvah? Or is it a halacha and what? And the old mitzvah of al matzah semrorim yochlu. So if it's a new mitzvah, so then even bizman is there. But if it's a halacha and al matzah semrorim yochlu, so if matzah you can have without the korban pesach, so mara also. So therefore he holds that Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos you need for a ribui for the din of Al Matzos and Ram Yechlu. So therefore not only matzah is included, but mar also is included. So you could have a kiyum of matzah and mar without the Al Matzos and Ram Yechlu. So the question is, I mean, of course, how could you have such a kiyum if the pasuk says Al Matzos and Ram Yechlu, right? Right, so then the question, so there's another question. The other question is that Bizman Azeh also. Why can't you say it's Halacha Bizman Azeh as well? That was the original question. Right? So what's the answer? Say that the Machayev is really Pesach. The Machayev is Pesach. Pesach is Machayev al Matzah Merah Mechlu. So it's telling you that there'll be matzah semrorim, you don't need the korban pesach, and you can and you chayev anyways matzah semrorim. But the question, so it boils down to one question: that how could you have the kiyum of al matzah semrorim yochlu without the korban pesach? And how could you have a pasuk that tells you matzah semrorim yochlu it's a kiyum and korban pesach, and simultaneously have a ribui that by itself it's a kiyum, right?
Yeah, but why do you say matzah semrorim yochlu is telling
you that? Yeah, al matzah semrorim yochlu is clearly implies that the matzah semrorim are a kiyum in the Pesach. I mean, that's clear. Right? I mean, that's Pashas Svar. What?
Yeah, but it's also the
kiyum. So it's also the kiyum. Right? I'll tell you what I think the answer to this question is. I don't think it was the last time. But the carbon, and I think it fits in very well later with Rashi, that the carbon Pesach is a significant mitzvah. You see, because you have Pesach Sheni. So the halacha is like this, that even though he doesn't have the kiyum Pesach al yidei achilas or Pesach, but there is a kiyum of being ochel devarim aboyim im haPesach. That he shouldn't be devoid of mitzvahs Pesach completely. So it's a separate kind of a kiyum. It's a separate kind of a kiyum only by carbon Pesach. That devarim haboyim im haPesach is also, at least he has the kiyum of achilas dvarim aboyim im haPesach. That's the nature of the chiyuv. So it's a unique construction in carbon Pesach. Now you don't have the carbon Pesach itself, but carbon Pesach has dvarim aboyim im haPesach. So you shouldn't be devoid of carbon Pesach completely. So at least you should be an ochel dvarim aboyim im haPesach. It's a Kiyum Pesach. It's a Kiyum Pesach, but it's a different type of a Kiyum Pesach. We mentioned Chelkei HaMitzvah, that the Chelkei HaMitzvah are that there's Pesach and then there's Matzah and Maror. So Matzah and Maror are Chelkei HaMitzvah. So at least he has a Kiyum Pesach through being Ochol Devarim HaBoyim Ima Pesach, the Chelkei HaMitzvah. So he's not devoid completely of the Kiyum Pesach. Okay? So the answer is like this. So why can't you do it nowadays? Tzvi's question. So the answer is because it's not shaykh to say nowadays that there's a kiyum Pesach. In other words, the halacha is that he has to have at least he has a kiyum Pesach in a certain specific format that the Torah laid out. That the Dvarim HaBoyim Im HaPesach, he has a kiyum. But Bizman HaZeh, you can't say there's a kiyum of Dvarim HaBoyim Im HaPesach. There's no Pesach. So there's no Dvarim HaBoyim Im HaPesach. Do you know what I mean? In other words, where there's a Chovas HaPesach, so you don't want the person to be devoid of the Chovas HaPesach completely. So where is his Kiyum Pesach? His Kiyum Pesach is Al Yidei Dvarim HaBoyim Im HaPesach. Okay? But that's where there's a Chovas Pesach. But Bizman HaZeh, where there's no Chovas Pesach, so what do you mean Dvarim HaBoyim Im HaPesach? It used to be. I mean, there's no kiyum. Okay, that's what I think the formula in the Gemara is. I thought over Shabbos. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. The Rava Amalach. So why does Rava say it's a new mitzvah? Why doesn't Rava say, like you usually do, you have a mitzvah in the Torah, then the Torah is marba. So why don't we interpret Barav Tachlo Matzis to be a din in Al Matzahs and Ram Yechlu, rather than say it's a whole new mitzvah? So Rava says, Tomei v'shoye b'der chachoga lo tzorch kra, the lo gora me oral ben echar, the sanya, kol oral lo yochol bo eina ochol, aval ochol b'matzah mar. So what do you see? So you see the Torah supplied that resolution already for the case of oral and ben echar, that what? That even though Pesach he can't be Mekayim, but at least he can have a kiyum of Dvarim HaBoyim Im HaPesach. So you see that wherever you're devoid of what? Of the carbon Pesach, it doesn't mean you're devoid of the of Chelkei HaMitzvah, of Dvarim HaBoyim Im HaPesach. So that you know from where? From a caller from Arla Ben Echar, Bo'ein Ochal of Alocha B'Matzamar. Okay? So you don't need Barav Tochlu Matzos anymore for the detail, for another halacha in Al Matzos and Ram Yechlu. Because you have the limit somewhere else. So what is Barav Tochlu Matzos? So it must be Barav Tochlu Matzos, a new mitzvah completely. Okay? Yes. Now, v'iduch, uksiv b'hai, utzrichi. So what does Rachab Yaakov do? Because he should follow Rava's logic, that now you're forced to say Barav Tochlu Matzos is a new mitzvah, so you're forced into that position. So he says, no, you need both, tzricha. But the Gemara doesn't say what the tzricha says. But Rashi, the Rashbam does, right? Okay, let's take the Rashbam. Ksiv b'hai, ksiv b'hai, it's richo. Good, somebody? Okay. That's the main idea. So what's the concept? I mean, we had trouble with that. What do you mean? It depends on whether he's... How do you throw it the mitzvah's toe face now because there's a Pesach Sheni? What's it going to do with Pesach Sheni? Right. Works out. With Osvar, works out beautifully. That's it. With Osvar, works out very well. That what's the chiyuv of matzah semrorim? Because the chiyuv is that the gavra should have at least a kiyum Pesach, al yedei dvarim haboim im haPesach. So that's good for who? For someone who can't have a real kiyum Pesach. But a tamei derech rechoka, so they're nidchet to Pesach sheni. So they have. So they're not going to be devoid of a kiyum Pesach. So there's no reason for them to eat matzah semrorim in order to have a kiyum Pesach, because they have a real kiyum Pesach for Pesach Sheni. Correct? The halacha is set up right now that there's a chiyuv of Pesach and there's a chiyuv of Dvar Maboim Ima Pesach. And even though you're not going to bring the Pesach, but you're still chayev in Dvar Maboim Ima Pesach. Correct? Now the fact is we'll do Pesach Sheni something in the future. And how does that help them now? So the answer is, you want to say a gavra that shayach in Pesach is mufka from that chiyuv. Correct? So that's a question of how it's formulated. So you could say that. You could say that a gavra that shayach in Pesach gufa is mufka from this chiyuv. But that's a question. If you didn't have a limud, that would be a good svara to say that. But the limud tells you that there's no hafka from this chova. It doesn't work that way. You don't say that the gavra is conditioned, since this is a gavra that shayach in the condition of the gavra that is shayach in Pesach Sheni is going to be a poter on this chiyuv because of the nature of the chiyuv. It just doesn't work that way. That's the maskanas haGemara, that there is no mafkia. The way the mitzvah is set up is korban Pesach and dvar maboim ima Pesach, and if you can't bring korban Pesach, so you bring dvar maboim ima Pesach. Okay, that's mitzvah. Now you want to say that this guy who's involved in Pesach Sheni is not chayiv in this mitzvah. Why not? So you want to say because a gavra that shayach in Pesach gufa is mufka from this chiyuv because of the nature of the chiyuv. But that's a hafka. So the pasuk is telling you that there's no hafka on that. So therefore the structural mitzvah remains the way it's structured. Okay, because the mitzvah is not structured in terms of Pesach Sheni. It's structured in terms of Pesach Rishon. So the structure of the chiyuv is that even though you're not chayiv in Pesach Rishon, but you're chayiv in Dvar Menacholim in HaPesach, that's chal immediately on Pesach Rishon. Now you want to say because the gavra is shayach in the Pesach Gufa, so this chiyuv should be dropped. So you want to say it's hafko on the chiyuv. So hafko on the chiyuv, for that you need, so the lima tells you, no, that there's no hafko on the chiyuv. That's the way that's the way the maskana works. Maskana works that the chiyuv is structural, and even though the gavra is shayach in the Pesach itself, so you should say that there's a mafkia, but there's no mafkia. There's no mafkia from the chiyuv, so therefore he's always going to be chayav in dvar maboim ima Pesach. You could say it's only chal on a gavra that's eino b'Pesach klal. That's what you could say. The mitzvah is only chal on such a gavra. It's only chal on a gavra that's ain't a b'pesach klal. So if he is b'pesach, so there won't be any chalos. Kamash malon, no, the chalos is independent of the status of the gavra. It's built into the very structure of Pesach Rishon. And it's not totally on the status of the gavra. The halacha wasn't constructed with a view to the status of the gavra. The halacha was just constructed with a view to Pesach Rishon, to what the structure of Pesach Rishon is. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't take into consideration the chova of matzah semrorim, of dvar maboim ima Pesach, doesn't take into consideration what? the gavra status that he is a gavra. He's a gavra that will have a kim in Pesach Gufa. Doesn't take that into consideration. That's the havmina maskana. So I'm just saying it a different way.
It's
structured, intrinsically structured in its own orbit, in its own framework. And it doesn't take into consideration this gavra, that gavra. It has an intrinsic structure. Okay? Okay, good. From the Gemara's mashma, Yochol aflala rishon rishus tamaloma matzah semrim yochlu. But what's that got to do with it? That's a separate mitzvah, matzah semrim. That's not the matzah shel mitzvah. So apparently the Gemara held that the matzah, like let's say for instance, bismanazeh. After the pasuk of berf tochlu matzahs and bisman shebeis mikdash hayakayim. So the person eats matzah semrim. So what do you say? There's two kiyumim in his achilas matzah. One is a kiyum of achilas matzah per se, and the other one is matzah al matzah merem yachlu, or that's a little cumbersome. Well, you could simplify and say no, that the kiyum in carbon pesach of al matzah semrerem is only matzah shel chiyuv. Matzah shel mitzvah, matzah shel chiyuv. Just a second. Let's hold on with your question. I want to learn Pshat in the Gemara first, okay? So then the Gemara will be very good. Yochol afla l'rishon rishus tamad lomar al matzah semrorim yochlu. The Gemara means that there's a chovas matzah per se that night. Because if there weren't a chovas matzah per se that night, so then you couldn't be mekayim the al matzah semrorim yochlu, because the al matzah semrorim yochlu is really the matzah shel chova. Shelchova b'fnei atzmusa, that is the kiyum, together with the merorim and the carbon pesach. So the Gemara is saying, so you see that balayla rishona, there is a chovas matzah. Then the Gemara says, yachol bisman shebeis mikdash kayam, bisman shebeis mikdash kayam inayin, tamalam barif techlo matzos. That it's a separate mitzvah, a kos of kavol chova. So it's a chova ledoros. It's a chova ledoros. What? You could say from the limit of the Gemara that yochal aflai l'rishon rishus tamalar ma matzah merem yichlu. So matzah merem akim in Pesach. But which matzah is it? It's matzah shel mitzvah. So you see, bizman shebeis mikdash hayakayim, there was a chova to eat matzah shel mitzvah. And that's the matzah that's a kiyum in Karban Pesach. So then the Gemara says, Yochol, Ein li'al b'zman shebeis mikdash kayam, b'zman shebeis mikdash kayam inayin, Talmud loma barif tochlu matzah, sakos of kavol chova. So therefore, it's a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa, it's not totally in zman habayis, in zman hamikdash. Okay, but definitely the al-matzah, but it's telling you something. You need both limudim. Because the limud is telling you that b'zman shebeis mikdash kayam, it's not the pshat that there's two kiyumim in Karban Pesach of al matzah semrorim. Well, that's one matzah, and then there's another kiyum of achilas matzah, and you can do them simultaneously. But the kiyum of al matzah semrorim is really matzah shel mitzvah, matzah shel chova. Okay, it's really matzah shel chova. So everything is very good. Everything works out very well. It works out well. Bisman shebeis mikdash hayakayim, that the Gemara deduces that there was a chovas matzah, then because that's the kiyum in Karban Pesach, but then you only know a chovas matzah bisman shebeis mikdash hayakayim. How do you know bisman hazeh? So the answer is from berf tochlu matzos. Now, after berf tochlu matzos, bisman shebeis mikdash hayakayim, so a kos of kavol chova, so that's fine, but still, what's going to remain is. That the kiyum of al matzah semrorim yachlu is a kiyum of matzah shel chova, of matzah shel chova. So if he wouldn't have merorim, he would eat matzah anyways with the carbon pesach because it's a chova. Okay. You need al matzah semrorim yachlu because al matzah semrorim yachlu is telling you that there's a kiyum in carbon pesach of matzah. But which matzah? The matzah shel chova of Berev Tochlu Matzos. The only thing Baruch Tachlo Matzis is telling you is that the Chova extends beyond Bizman Shebeis Mekishkayim. But Bizman Shebeis Mekishkayim, the Kiyum in Pesach is Matzah Shel Chova. Okay?
So,
that's right. That the Gemara is saying at this point that in Bizman Shebeis Mekishkayim, even if there were no, even if a person couldn't do the Pesach, he'd still be Chayav Matzah. Okay? Works out very well. So, no, so it fits in very well in the Rambam.
How does he do it all
over?
What?
So, okay, so the Rambam is very good. So it comes out, so the Pshat and Gemara comes out very well. That from the Limud you can determine that matzah is not equal to maror. That maror is no maror shel mitzvah. But matzah, there is matzah shel mitzvah, because the kiyum in Pesach of matzah samrorim is not just matzah stam. Not just matzah stam. Let's say Lu Yitzur, he'd be Yotze the Kezias matzah. Okay? And it wouldn't be, he'd be Yotze the Kezias matzah first. And then later, he'll start the Suda, and he'll eat matzah samrorim with the Karban Pesach. Wouldn't be Yotze. It wouldn't be Yotze. It must be done this way. Karach matzah mar keachadim tabar baruch deshan zon all achilas matzah mar v'ochlan. So it has to be in one achila, in one achila. But let's say, for instance, in the beginning of the night, he'll just eat a kezayis matzah, and biyotze, you know, it's biyotze the kezayis matzah. Then later, he'll have the agada and he'll do everything else, and then later we'll start the karech. So he wouldn't be yotze matzah samar, because it wouldn't be matzah shel mitzvah anymore, because matzah shel mitzvah is yotze already. So it wouldn't be good. So what this does is it simplifies. Not the pshat is that he's mekayim two mitzvahs, two separate mitzvahs. One is achilas matzah and one is matzah samrorim. But no, the matzah samrorim is one entity because it's matzah shel chova that is nechal with the Pesach. That's nechal with the Pesach. Because it's going on Shivas Yom Tachol Matzos. Shivas Yom Tachol Matzos. So it's telling you that it's Rishus, except for the Laila Rishon, that's not a Rishus. Because there's an extra pasuk that tells you that the Shivas Yom Tachol Matzos, the Rishus that you're saying on the Shivas Hayamim doesn't apply to the Laila Rishon. Why? Because you have a separate pasuk that tells you that. A separate limud that tells you that. Okay? So it's only on Matzah. But you can't say Mor is a mitzvah if that's Musa. Yes. When the Gemara says Tanya Kavasa the Rava, it's exactly like Rava. The only difference is that Rava didn't bother to bring in the middle limud al matzah mar mechlu, but because he, that wasn't his concern. But he holds from that limud too, that the al matzah mar mechlu is a kiyum of matzah shel mitzvah. Okay, it's very good. So it's Tanya Kavasa the Rava, exactly the same.
So why won't you eat more?
Yeah, Hill's right. The Ram Pek Shemini Alochas Aleph and Beis is mashma like we're saying. Because he says, Avo Mora Bolo Pesach Eina Mitzvah.
Where is that?
Hilchas Pesach? Hilchas Karben Pesach. Perkres. So Avo Mora, he says, Ve'ein Matzah Mora Ma'akfen. Imlo Matzu Matzah Mora Yotzin Dechavosim Achilas Pesach 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 Levado. Avo Mora Bolo Pesach Eina Mitzvah. But Matzah is. So it's mashma, he's talking about the same Matzah which is a Kiyum in Karben Pesach. It's good right. It's good right. And the it's talking about the matzah which you yotze the Karban Pesach with.
Right.
That's what it's talking about. It's saying there's two things that you yotze Karban Pesach with, matzah and mara. But mara alone, without Pesach you don't do, but matzah you do without Pesach. It's mashma the same matzah. Matzah shel mitzvah. So it's mashma that's the matzah shel mitzvah that he's talking about. Otherwise he should have said matzah you do for a different reason, right, a different pasuk. He has nothing to do with this. It shouldn't be here. It shouldn't be here.
Shouldn't be here.
Shouldn't be here. Rabbi? Yeah. Once I want to add Moshe's pasuk. That's very nice. Tzliyeshu matzos al merorim yachlu. So you see that tzliyeshu matzos is separate, and then al merorim yachlu. So the merorim is really rishus by itself, with Nats Musa. But the Shliyeshu Matzahs are both Chova. Okay? We're saying there aren't two Chovas Matzahs. There's one chovas matzah. There's not a chovas matzah of matzah semrorim and then a chovas matzah of matzah b'fnatz musa. There's one chovas matzah. But the Pesach requires for the kiyum that kind of matzah.
And if you ate it before?
Right, you see it, Mandy?
Yeah, well, that's the second cup tezvav.
So we wanted to mention that Tosfos is a riot to what we're saying. Because Tosfos says, Tosfos talks about the bracha. So Tosfos on Daf Kuf Chofam and Alf Bachrona in Bereshana Lo. So he says that even if the Ikim Mitzvahs Matzahs Bachrona, you're still Mavarch Bereshana. And he explains why, because he can't be Mavarech Bachrono, because it's Lachashemila Kresel, like the Gemara says with regard to Mara. But then he goes on and he says, V'chein Tzarech Lomo Lehillo. That's about midway in the Tesis. Sheyakorech Matzo Pesach Besof Asuda. V'hochi Avi Ochel Matzo Daraisa. Em Kein B'tchila Suda, Hay Mavarech Ala Matzo. V'ochel. The Moelas also Brochel Lebirkas Matzo Ma Pesach Shebesof. So why did he have to do that? Why couldn't he just eat matzah shel mitzvah right away, and then be karach pesach with regular matzah? So you see, the al matzah sum ram yachlu means dafka matzah shel mitzvah, but it can't be just tam matzah. Okay, mashen ikin maror, it's tam maror. Okay. So we're doing the Rashbam on the Gemara of Shvi Rishus. So what does it say? Go ahead. You want to read it, David? So the Rashbam said on Shvi Rishus Tachsiv of Ayama Shvi Atzeres V'lo Ksiv Tocho Matzos Shvi Hotziyum in Aklal. I mean, the Rashbam is going against the plain Gemara. And later he says Havidava Shvi Abachlal Ksiv Shvi Hashem Tocho Matzos V'yatsum in Aklal V'ayikra D'sheish Yisiyum Ksiv V'lam Eish Shvi Rishus. So he's learning it out from it says Sheish Yisiyum and not Shvi Yisiyum. So why over here does he say the chsiv of ayam hashvi atzeres for lo ksiv tocho matzos sherei hotziyum in aklal? He should have said that shvi rishus the chsiv sheish yisiyum tocho matzos, right? Well, he's have to go into ayam hashvi and ayam hashvi, and it doesn't say anyways you got to eat matzah and yom hashvi. I mean, what is it, right? Okay. So what we said is he's learning pshat in the pasuk. Sheish Hashem Tocho Matzos V'yom HaShvi Yatzeres. So what's the Sheiches? So he's learning like this, that the Achilas Matzah of Sheish Hashem is a Kiyum in the Kedush Hashem. That's what he learns. Achilas Matzah is a Kiyum in the Kedush Hashem. So it's saying Sheish Hashem Tocho Matzos. So the Kedush Hashem. In other words, when it says Sheish Hashem Tocho Matzos, he's learning it's Allah in Kedush Hashem. For Shivas Yamin. That if I'd interpret Shivas Yamin Tochel Matzos to mean that there's a Chiv Achilas Matzah and Shivas Yamin, it would mean that is Allah and the Kedushas Yom of the Shivas Yamin. Okay? So then, when it says Sheishas Yamin Tochel Matzos, Uvayom Ashvi Yatzeres, so it's a contradiction. Because now it's saying the Kedushas Yom is only Sheishas Yamin. And the Yom HaShvi'i is a different Kedusha Yom. It's Atzeres. You see? So if you interpret the Achilas Matzah as Kedusha Yom, you're going to run into a contradiction. You see? Because in the contradiction comes out in the end of the Pasuk. Why? Because you try to go with your interpretation as far as you can. So Shivas Yom Tachal Matzah, they say it's Allah and Kedusha Yom. Okay? Now we have another pasuk. Sheish Yom Tocho Matzos. Keep going. Kedush Yom. Yom Hashvi Yatzeres. Kedush Yom. But if it said on Yatzeres that you should eat matzahs, so then it would fall suit, right? It would be the same thing because it would mean that there's 7 days Kedush Yom of Achilas Matzah. But it doesn't say that. It says Yom Hashvi Yatzeres that the Yatzeres is Kedush Yom, and it doesn't have a Kedush Yom of matzah over there. So it's going to come out that. Now you have a pasuk that says Sheishas Yomim is Kedush Yom Matzah, and the other pasuk says Shivas Yom is Kedush Yom Matzah. So it's a stira. So therefore, you have to resolve the stira by saying just like the Yom HaShvi'i, is not a kedushas ayam of what? Of matzah. Which, why? Because there's no chiyav achilas matzah. So too, the shivas yomim is rishus, and it's not a kedushas ayam of achilas matzah. So the Rashbam is learning, is teaching up the pasuk. He's learning good pshat in the pasuk. Right. Not just Sheish Yom, he's showing what the Sheish Yom and the Yom HaShvi are together, how it works. Okay? In other words, Shivas Yomim Techo Matzos, why did Torah write it this way? So he said, according to the Gra, it's very good, because what it means is that the Lechem, that's a person that always has Lechem Kavua for the week, for every day. So it means that you have to change the Kviyas HaLechem over here. It's not a kviyas of real lechem, but it's a kviyas of matzah. And what does that mean? It means that the kviyas of matzah is an abstention from the kviyas of the ordinary lechem. So it's a privation from lechem. It's a privation from lechem. So therefore, it says shivas yom techo matzos means for 7 days, you should act, you should be in a state of privation from the real lechem. Okay, how are you in a state of privation from the real lechem? By eating matzah, because matzah is privation from lechem. So that's why the Gra holds there's a kiyum mitzvah. If a person eats matzah all Pesach, every kazayis is a kiyum mitzvah. It's not mechuyev to, but it's a kiyum mitzvah. What's the kiyum mitzvah? Kiyum mitzvah is that he's in a state of privation from lechem. Okay. Be like this malacha. You're in a state of privation from lechem. So you're in a state of privation from your normal lechem that's kavua for the week. What? Right. That's right. That's right. The matzah is the privation from lechem. That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. Otherwise, it's not eating. It's not a state of privation. So the matzah is the act, the substance, which manifests the state of privation from lechem, from real lechem. That's it. So therefore, it'll come out that it's a kiyum mitzvah. It's a kiyum mitzvah. The Gemara is just saying it's not a chovas mitzvah, it's not a kedushas ayom, but it's a kiyum mitzvah. So that will explain why the Torah says that way. Okay. Right, so we're doing the tesis on kol ben necho le yochel bo. Boin ochel, aval ochel matzah mor. So what is Gemara trying to prove? That matzah and moror. Matzah and maror are really a kiyum b'fnei atzmusa. Okay, it's a kiyum, even though you don't have Pesach, but you have the kiyum. We explain the kiyum is you're eating the dvarim aboyim im haPesach. So that's a kiyum Pesach. That's a kiyum Pesach. Okay. How does the Rambam have it? Let me take the Rambam first. Sounds a little easier. Right, so the Rambam says, Hamachal kizayis min haPesach. Bein mi Pesach sheni. L'mumar l'avodah zara, l'ger toshav l'sochir. So ger toshav is mekabel mitzvahs. Right? Okay. So hareza over below sasa. Ve'en alokin. Havol makin oson makas mardis. Okay, so if he's machil, the kezayis min ha-pesach, l'mumar l'avodah zara, raise up below sasa, which is what called ben echol yochobo. So okay, so the Ram is like this: Ram in Perek Tes Alachaches, or else yochol kazayis min haPesach lo kishna mar kol lo yochobo. Bohu shein ochol av lochol matzah mor. So he can't eat matzah mor. Why? Because he could have a kiyum of dvarim aboyim im haPesach. He's mechuyev to. As a matter of fact, okay, he's mechuyev to. All right. And also, ger toshav and socher, of course, there's no kiyum, because he's not a baruch of a kiyum, but it's mutter to give him matzah and mara. So the question is, what do you have to have a matzah for? That's what Teish says in Psochem on the Chavches on the Beis. He says, if you're going to say that, what it's coming to tell you that even though he's puzzled from the Pesach, that he can eat matzah and mara, he says, you can eat matzah. Taisva says, "Vikmashman the matzah yochel matzah. I forgot the loss of a Pesach by a ben echor. Honami pshita. Datum matzah kedusha is bay. So why can't he eat matzah? It's just it's a cracker. I mean, why it's a little flechem. But why can't it's the ours are crackers. This was lechem. So why can't it's lechem? I mean, it's flour and water. I mean, why can't he eat it? But according to the way we're saying, it comes out very good. You can answer the Rambam. Why? Because we're saying Devar Mabayim Mema Pesach is a Kiyum Pesach. It's a Kiyum Pesach because it's Devar Mabayim Mema Pesach. So you would think that a Kiyum Pesach is also awesome for the Toshav Pesach. Kamash Milano. See, Taisa doesn't know that way. Taisa says that that's not Mustaver. It could be it's Kiyum Pesach, but the fact is there's no condition, it's just a Kiyum. Why should the Kiyum answer it? But the Rambam apparently at least rules out the chayim mutter l'achal matzah mar l'gertosh v'l'socher, because you might say since it's a kiyum pesach on that night, so you can't give him even a kiyum pesach. Kamash malon that it's a kiyum pesach for a person that's a bar chayuvav pesach. For him it's a kiyum pesach because he's shaykh in the parasha of pesach, so it's dvoim avoyim mima pesach, so it's a kiyum. But for a gertoshav, it's not a Kiyum Pesach. But you would think, since it's structured as a Kiyum Pesach, you might think that that's in the Heftza of the Matzen Mara. Of the Matzen Mara. So then it would be what? It would be Aser, because you're not allowed to give him a Kiyum Pesach. Kamash Malon, that it's not structured that way. Right. It's not Lachim the Heftza. The Heftza is intrinsically designed as a Kiyum. It'll be a Kiyum if there's a Pesach, so it'll be a Kiyum of Dvar B'Amim Pesach. But for the get Toshav, there's no Pesach, so there's no Kiyum of Dvar B'Amim Pesach, so it's not a Kiyum Pesach, so it's Mutar. But it would seem the Ram would hold, if we're learning the Rambam properly, so the Ram would hold that even a Kiyum Pesach is also for a get Toshav, which makes sense. So what? So according to that, Ben Necher could be Aser. According to that, Ben Necher could be Aser. Because since it's a Kiyum, Pesach, so for him it's Kiyum Pesach, so it'll be Aser. The question is, what Yaakov is asking is from the beginning of Perek Ches, where the Rambam says, Halacha Beis, Vein Matzah Mar Makfen, Im Lo Matzah Marar, Yotzi Yechavoson, Bachilas Pesach Levada, without the Kiyumim, Avo Marar Below Pesach Eina Mitzvah, Shenema Al Matzah Samram Yechlu. So there the Rambam is talking about the regular case where he has Korban Pesach, where he's a Baruch of Korban Pesach, but he doesn't have a Korban Pesach. But this is a special halacha of an orel who's mufka from Pesach and whose kiyum, a new kiyum was established of matzah and maror of dvar maboyim ima Pesach. So he could answer. You know, it's two different cases. The Rambam's first case is a regular case. We have Pesach, matzah, and maror. So if you don't have Pesach to eat, maror alone is no mitzvah. That's for sure. But an oral is has afkor Pesach, so therefore he was removed, and he was reformulated to a kiyum of dvar maboyim mima Pesach. So it's a different formulation. So it's not a tata d'sasri really, because his formulation is matzan mara of dvar maboyim mima Pesach. It's a different kiyum. So the Rambam before is just talking about a regular case where you have Korban Pesach and Matzah and Mar. So if you don't have the Pesach, so you eat the Matzah. But the Mar is no Kiyum over there, because Al Matzah Mer Mechlu. But this is a separate halacha of an Orel who was Nidchem in a Pesach, and Boein Ochel is a different limud. Boein Ochel, Avalochel Matzah Mar. So it was a different, he was relegated to a different type of a Kiyum. It's a Kiyum of Dvar Maboyim Mim HaPesach. So that would answer the stira. The only question you have is why the Rambam didn't bring down Tamei and Derech Rechoka when the Gemara brings down. You could learn the Rambam Bohu Hushin Ochel Aval Ochel Matzamar. Correct? That it means it's Mutri Matzamar. Not the way we're learning. We're learning it's a Chiyifti Matzamar for the Aral and the Rama. But you could learn the Rama saying Aval Ochel Matzamar. That he can eat Matzamar. So the only question is, why then you have to taste his kasha? V'chi Matzah Kedusha Yizba. So why, what's the Chiddush that he... That he's allowed to eat matzah mar. Of course, there's no kedusha. Why not? Why not? So you're gonna be stuck with that problem.
Why isn't the same answer as the sefer?
What?
Why isn't the same halamin as the end of the Rambam?
No, because if you have the Rambam over here that he says he's chayiv and matzah mar, so now you're establishing matzah mar as a kiyum pesach of dvarim aboyim in a pesach. So then you could say ger toshiv maybe he's not allowed to. Because it's a kiyum of Dvarim Aboyim in a Pesach. So, kamash malon, that it's okay. But if you never have a case where it's chayiv, so it never has become an entity of Dvarim Aboyim in a Pesach, so then, I mean, why do you have to say it's mutter? Why do you have to say it's mutter? You can have a hard time there. Of course, if you learn this way, you'll answer why he doesn't have tamei in derech chokah. Because he doesn't have to repeat himself. I mean, he's just telling his mutter. So he's telling you that the oral is mutter, so the tamei derech chokah is certainly mutter. Right?
Right.
And the only thing he's saying to Rambam would be like the Havamin and Rashi. That tamei derech chokah, since he's nitcha de Pesach Sheni, so he's not ochel in matzah mar. But I mean, it'll be against the Gemara. The Lashon HaGemara is not going to work out too well. Yeah, I mean, from the fact that he's mashmit, the fact that he leaves it out. No, that's correct. Well, Yaakov's saying is right. That from the fact that he leaves it out, Hamachol Kizayis Min HaPesach, Lamumer Lavod Azara, or Ger Toshav Olasocher, Harezov Belosasei, and then when he comes back and he says by the Oral is Bo Ochel Vein Ochel. The implication is, but not to a ben nechar, not to a ben nechar. Why? So it would be very good, because for the ben nechar is shaykh b'pesach. So for him it would be a kiyum of matzah and mar, a kiyum pesach. So he's not allowed to have a kiyum in pesach. He's usher even in that kiyum. So you're not allowed to machal him. We'll fit him very nicely. The only difficult way to say is Tamid, why don't Rambam have Tamid Derech Chokah? That's a good question. For the Ora, we're saying that he's Mos, so he can't partake of the Gufo Shal Pesach, the Chefze Shal Pesach, but a Kiyam Pesach he could have. And that's through Matzah and Mar, Dvarim Aboyim Ima Pesach. That's good. That's, the Ben Necho is Libo is not Lashemayim. So what Shech is able to Kiyam Pesach? Even a Kiyam Pesach is antithetical to him. The whole Kiyum Pesach, the whole idea of Pesach is that he has no shaychus to. Even the Kiyum Pesach.
So it's like the Oral is lacking, but the Ben Nechar has like a negative quality.
That's correct. The Ben Nechar is a kofer. So he's Mumal of Arazara. So he should have a Kiyum Pesach. I mean, it's like ridiculous.
So
it doesn't make any sense.
He's also in the Kiyum Pesach.
In the Kiyum Pesach.
But the most of the
Oral
is just
tied to the Sashi, because of the Mos, the condition of Mos, so it's a tied to the Sashi to Gufa Shal Pesach. But the Kiyum, he's a guy, the Gavar deserves a Kiyum. It's not his fault. Okay, so just to reemphasize, the key to the Sugi really opens up from Kuf Chof Amaral, from the Gemara itself. It's an interesting thing. From the Braisa. Because the Braisa says that Mashi Shurashus Af Shivarashus. Right? So it means that Achilas Matzah is all Rashus. Then the Braisa says, Yochol, you might think that what? That Leil Rishon is Rashus also. No, Kamash Malan, it's not. Why? From Al Matzah's Merim Yechlu. So that was the question we asked. What do you mean Al Matzah's Merim Yechlu is a separate halacha? What does that do with Achilas Matzah? You're talking about something else completely. So the answer we said was that you must say the Braisa held that the Matzah's Merim Yechlu, the Matzah's of the Matzah's Merim, are not just Matzah's, but it's Matzah's Shel Mitzvah. So therefore, there's a Mitzvah's Achilas Matzah, B'Leil Rishon, B'Zman Shebeis Mikdash HaYakayim. But then you have another limud. That's what's mashu based on the Shari Kayam. They have they have another limit of what? Of Barav Techel Matzis, which is not Tully in Pesach, right? So the two limudim together, how do they work? So the way they work is like this. That Bezman Shein based on the Shkayam, so there's just the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Okay? Bezman Shein based on the Shkayam, the Achilas Matzah becomes involved in a tziruf with the Karban Pesach. Okay? See, that's the point. Therefore, Burstein's kasha became, and we realized that the Tesfus, what Tesfus says by Hillel, so, I mean, that's the clearest expression, that Hillel yikar matzo pesach besof hasudah, pavi ochel matzo deraisa, and came betchila suda, Tesfus and kufcha fomenof b'achrona, right in the middle. So he says, havayi mevarchal matzo v'ochel, the ma'alas osu bracha lebrikas matzo ma pesach shebesof, right? So the question was, but why? Why doesn't he eat matzah, make the achilas matzah before, and then eat matzah ma pesach later? Matzah remichlu. Karach, why can't he do that? So the answer is because the matzah shel mitzvah has to be with the Karban Pesach. So you see, the matzah shel mitzvah, which l'doros is just matzah shel mitzvah, but bizman shebeis mikdash yekayam, so that matzah shel mitzvah becomes involved, tied into the Kiyam Pesach. Okay, that's why you need both limudim. Otherwise, the Brisa would have skipped the limud of Amasim Remechlu, would have just jumped to the limud of Berav Techel Matzos. Okay, so you need both limudim. Okay, based upon that, now let's take for instance Tamei and Derech Rechoka. Okay, so what happens in Tamei and Derech Rechoka? Bo hu ein ocho. Avalochlu b'matzo b'mara, right? So it means two things. So there's two halachas over there. One halacha is that without the bow, you would say that since he's mufkaf, he has afkav karban pesach, so he has afkav matzah too. Because now that the matzah is unraveled with the karban pesach, so once pesach. Now it becomes a component of Karban Pesach. So once Pesach is mufka, or has a ptur, correct? So the matzah mitzvah can go. Would you think the matzah mitzvah would go with it also? So you wouldn't have matzah mitzvah at all either. Even though l'doros, there always would be matzah mitzvah. But that's because l'doros, the matzah mitzvah is alone. But as much based on the kayam, the matzah is involved with, integrally involved with Karban Pesach. So once you mafkir Pesach, the matzah goes with it. Okay? So that's why it says, Bo ein ochel. Avalochel matzah mara. So it tells you two halachas. One halacha tells you is that the matzah's mitzvah is there. That there's no hafkor of matzah's mitzvah. That's one halacha. The second halacha tells you is that not only is there no afkar of matzah's mitzvah, not only is there no afkar of matzah's mitzvah, is it gone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's a kiyum of matzah's imrorim, of dvarim haboim ima pesach. That's the best way to define it. Of dvarim haboim, a kiyum pesach of dvarim haboim ima pesach. So that limud now is a compound limud. It's not a simple limud. Correct? Okay. Now we come to Tesfus on Chof Ches on the Beis. So Tesfus is Tema Gabi Ben Necha Shehu Mumor Amai Yitzchuk Kro Pshita Shechayv Lechol Matzah Tochayv Bechol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah. Now we understand why Tesfus singled out matzah, because what do you have to have a pasuk tell you Shechayv and matzah? Right, what do you have to have a pasuk tell you Shechayv and matzah? Because you would think that what? That the Pesach, since the Pesach was mufka, so the matzah is also mufka. So therefore, you need bohu ochel to tell you it has a kiyum of matzah marim. You can't say that by a mumar avodah zarah. What are you going to say, mumar avodah zarah? Mumar avodah zarah, you're going to say that since what? Since he has afka on Pesach, so the matzah's mitzvah is gone too. That's nonsensical. because he doesn't have a hafkor on Pesach. He simply has an iser achilas of Pesach, or a psula with regard to Pesach. So how is that going to be? How is that going to be mafkia? Give him hafkor on the matzah, on mitzvah's matzah. He's chayiv in mitzvah's matzah. It's matzah shel chiyuv. It's matzah shel chiyuva. Okay, so that's why Tesis in his kasha only mentions matzah. You see, now let's take Tesis. Let's take Tesis kasha on daf kuf chof. How he formulates it. I hold the exact same question. No difference. Yes. What's that? No, because Orel is really afkor, because he's an onus. So there's afkor of the carbon pesach by Orel. So since there's afkor of pesach, so you might say that the matzah that was nigrar in a pesach, and the maror are also. So Orel is good. The problem is mumal avodah zara. Okay. So that's what Taisus expresses also. I think it's the same question, except he expresses it a little more on kuf chaf and aleph. Ain lefarish bo ain achayev lechol. The avada achayev lechol. The achayev lechol a mitzvah. Sela sheina rotza. See, what does Taisus mean over there? Sheina rotza. What is Taisus' formulation? His formulation is that it's absurd to say that with regard to a mumah l'avodah zara, that since he's osur b'pesach, that he's going to be since he's osur b'pesach, so that's why he's mufkaf from his afkor of pesach, and with afkor of pesach comes afkor of matzah's maror of matzah. So that's impossible to say by mumah l'avodah zara, because there is no afkor there. He's chayiv in the pesach. He's chayiv in the pesach. You know, he's chayiv in the pesach. He can't wear this afkor, and then we say the Torah gave him afkor, so the afkor of the pesach takes with it the matzah also, because the matzah was involved in the mash basically Israeli kind. Matzah isn't just by itself, but it becomes entwined with the pesach. So so you could say that the afkor of the Pesach carries with it the afkor of the matzah. Okay, matzah's mitzvah. But you can't say that by a mumah l'avodah zara, there's no afkor. He's chayiv. He's chayiv. He's chayiv in Pesach. So he's the only thing, he's aser because he's a mumah l'avodah zara, so that's why he's aser. Right? So what are you going to say? Because he's aser in Pesach, so that's why he's mufka from mitzvah's matzah? That doesn't make any sense. That formulation doesn't make any sense. That's what Taisus is asking. Okay. So Taisus, Elishena Rotza. Why does Taisus say Elishena Rotza? You see, Elishena Rotza. I think what Taisus adds Shena Rotza, because he means like this. He means, you see, there's two components to the way we're learning. There's two components to this formulation. One component to the formulation is that without the pasuk of Bo, so I would say that the afkor of Pesach carries with the afkor of the mitzvah's matzah and the maror. Okay? The mitzvah's matzah, afkor of mitzvah's matzah. That's without the bow. Right? Once you have the bow, and it tells you, bohu ein ochal aval ochal uba matzah b'mar, it's telling you something else. It's telling you that there's a kiyum of dvar maboim ima Pesach of matzah's and maror. Even though he's mufka from Pesach, right? So the Torah set up a new system that a gavra that's mufka from Pesach, right? So he can't have carbon Pesach. So a gavra that's mufka from Pesach at least should be involved in Pesach, have a key in Pesach through achilas matzahs and rorim dvar maboyim ima Pesach. So the Torah set up a new system. Okay, because ordinarily maror without Pesach is nothing. But over here, it's a new system, a separate machayev. Right? So that's what Taisvis is saying. That on two scores, the way Taisvis expresses his question, he's showing both things are nonsensical by the mumah l'avodah zara. First of all, to say that the mumah l'avodah zara, since he has a p'tur on carbon Pesach, so he has a p'tur in matzah also, on matzah deraisa also, that's impossible, because there's no p'tur, he's simply osur. Okay? There's no afkor. He's simply osur b'pesach. So he's chayiv in matzah. That's what Taisus expresses on the Chof Chasam Beis. Okay? But moreover, the second part of Lima, what's the second part of Lima? That the Torah set up for the Tameh and Derech Rechoka a Kiyum Matzah Samrorim, because at least there should be a Kiyum Pesach through Dvarma Necholam Dvarma Boimim HaPesach. Right? Does that make sense by a Mumel of Avodah Zarah? Mumel of Avodah Zarah is Chayv in Pesach itself, but he doesn't want the Pesach. You see? So what are you going to say? That the Torah is going to set up a system because he's puzzled, so that's why, you understand? So Tosfos attacks it from both sides. Attacks from both sides. First of all, you can't say there's a Ptur. And secondly, what's the second part of Limud? Oh, a person that can't have Pesach, so has a Ptur and Pesach, so the Torah set up a system for him to at least be Yotzei a Kiyum Pesach through Dvarim HaBoyim Im HaPesach. Okay, does that make sense by Mumel of Avodah Zarah? This is absurd. He's chayav in Pesach itself. He doesn't want to bring the Pesach. So Torah sets up a system where Matzah Merim, he's going to at least have a kiyum of Matzah Merim. It's ridiculous. It just can't be such formulation. Because the formulation is for a person that has a hafkoah, p'tur. And he's onus. Because of Pesach. So that's what the Torah set up that system. Not a person that's an Eina wrote some Pesach, but it's Chayiv in Pesach itself. You don't need to set up a system. It's Chayiv in Pesach itself. He doesn't want the Pesach. You see? That's what Tosfos is saying. Okay? All right? So now we'll take Tosfos' answer. Why does Tosfos have to have the case of Asa Tshuva? How does the case of Asa Tshuva help? And it does seem like a strange case to begin with. I mean, that's the case Sarah's talking about. I mean, you did tshuva in the middle of the day. I mean, funny kind of thing. But anyways, besides that, what was the problem? The problem was, let's see, Nidl Farsh. Demai b'Yisrael mumer b'shan shchita v'chazer v'as tshuva. Kam avagav di Yisrael ma'al yehu kivim shalom nimna lov b'shan shchita shuveina ochobo. Aval ochalu b'matza u'b'morar. Okay, strange case. That he happened to do tshuva, it sounded like an ad hoc answer that Tosfos was giving. And what was the problem? The problem was because he couldn't be nimna on the Pesach. So anybody that's not nimna on the Pesach, why is he different? Why is he different? Right? And what was it? Any other question? And why is he considered why is he considered ben nechar? Now it's libel ha-shamayim. And what does that have to do with Ben Echa? It's Libel HaShemayim. Right? See, Tosfos is concentrating on the last halacha, the second halacha. Okay? That the Torah, that there's a kiyum of Matzah Samrorim, and the Torah set up a separate system of kiyum of Matzah Samrorim, Dvorim HaBoyim Im HaPesach, for a person that can't have the kiyum Pesach. I can't have a kiyum Pesach. So, because the first part you can't answer. You can't say that he's Patar Matzah, if it wouldn't say Bar. That's impossible. That's impossible. So it can't be exactly the same like by Tamei and Derech Rechoka. It can't be exactly the same. Because over there, it would have been Afkar. Over here, it can't be. He's Chayav in Mitzvah Matzah. But what Tosfos is saying is like this. That the Torah, a person who was a Ben Nechor. You see, the person who was a Ben Nechor. And now was Chozer B'Tshuva. So he finds that he's Chozer B'Tshuva, and he wants to bring the Korban Pesach. But he can't because of his history of a Ben Nechor, which prevented him from being a monoy on the Pesach. So for such a person, the Torah set up a kiyum, at least he should have a kiyum Pesach. At least he should have a kiyum Pesach through Dvarim HaBoyim Im HaPesach. That's what Tosfos is saying. It's an enhancement of what Mendy mentioned before. That you see that the Torah went so far with Korban Pesach, that even Pesach Rishon, it made provisions for the person to participate in terms of at least the kiyum of Matzah Merim. So over here as well, It means that's what they're saying. It's an exceptional case, but the Torah had rachmanas on a person who was a ben nechar and did tshuva. And because he was a ben nechar, because of his past history, he couldn't have a kiyum pesach. But now he's a Yisrael Ma'aliyah, you see. So now he wants carbon pesach, but because of his ma'is avera, he was excluded from the pesach. So the Torah made provisions for such a person that he can have a kiyum pesach also through the institution of Matzah Semurim. That's what Tesis is saying. That's the concept of the Ben Echor.
What?
That's correct. Because the Havamina was, in other words, if it wouldn't have Bowen Ochel of Ochel, over there the Bowen Ochel is different. It's not like he definitely would be Chayav Matzah. I'm not talking about that. But I'm saying, but he wouldn't be Chayav Matzah Zemrorim if he did Tshuva. Because, yeah, on the contrary, it was his fault. He forfeited it. It was his fault. He forfeited it. So since he forfeited it, so why should we be concerned with him? That's what you would say. We shouldn't be concerned with him. So, Kamash Malon, that the Torah was chosel of. Because he was a chosel, a bal tshuva. He's chosel with tshuva. And because his past averis are going to prevent him from having a kiyum karban pesach, so the Torah was chasalov, and the Torah created an institution of matzah semrorim, a kiyum of matzah, at least you should have a kiyum of dvar maboyim im ha-pesach. That's what Taisus is saying. It's a different idea. That's a different idea of Ben Echor. Totally different than Ariel, and totally different than Tamei and Derech Chaka. Not the same thing. It's a separate provision. Bo'ein Ochol, without the pasuk, over here you can't say without the pasuk that they would have been patur from matzah. It's not a patur, but without the pasuk is just telling you that there is a provision for matzah semrorim in order that he should at least have a kiyum of dvarim aboyim in ma'pesach. Even though he was a rasha, but now he's chozer b'tshuva. Now he's a Yisrael Ma'aliyah. And they says, even though he's Yisrael Ma'aliyah, so you should treat him like an ordinary person. No. We don't treat him like an ordinary person because he's suffering from the fact that he was a Russia. Okay, it was Mamal Avodah Zarah. So the Torah made provisions that such a person who's a Baal Tshuva should not be barred from any Kiyum Pesach. Any Kiyum Pesach. That's because of his past of Ben Echa. That's what they supposed to say.
You see, that's true.
That answers that question. Because why does Tzadik say a regular guy that wasn't Nimna? Why doesn't he have that? This Allah. The answer is that he was careless. There's no provision for that. But if in other words, if he was Tom careless and he didn't become a monoy on the Korban Pesach, so then we don't help him. I mean, Torah doesn't. He's lazy. Torah doesn't do anything for him. But if what? Yeah. That's dumb laziness. Dumb laziness doesn't help you out. But if the guy was a Russia, he was an evil person, and because of that he was exempted from the Korban Pesach, he was puzzled, he had a psul Pesach, but now he changed his mind and he's a chos of a tshuva, so the Torah Rachmanis on him.
That's
right. And that's why Taisus brings in matzah and mar in the answer. Only matzah and the kasha. Works out very nicely. According to Taisus, the whole kobanecha leichol boboy and ocho is halacha for bala tshuva. That's what it is. Gedolim bala tshuva. Yeah, interesting. See, that's what Taisus wants. What does Taisus want in the last part of Taisus? Perik Misha Yatam Egoras Tarvayo. Kolor lo yochal bo koben echal lo yochal bo lo mali. Mashani tzrichi. Did me aro mashum demos. Achor mashma de istrich gufa de kra. Below in the hero. What does Taisus want? Because that's really going to contradict what he said until now. Because the way he interpreted Ben Echor, it's not the same thing. That a Ben Echor is as afkar. and then the Torah makes a provision, because you can't interpret it that way. It's a whole different concept, that the Ben Echor is really a provision for the Baal Tshuva. So if I had Orel and I didn't have Ben Echor, and even if I could learn out that a Ben Nechor can't eat Korban Pesach, but how am I going to know that there's a special provision for him of Matzah Semrorim? So you can't say that you could derive Ben Nechor from Oral according to Tysus. It's not possible, because it's a different, it's two different systems. Okay? And moreover, and vice versa as well. If I had Orel, if I had Ben Nechor, so that's a separate provision for Baal Tshuva. How are you going to know that an Oral has a provision that to be outside Matzah Semrorim?
That's not Gufa
D'Gra. What?
Gufa D'Gra means the Isser itself. That's what I'm saying.
Gufa D'Gra means the Isser itself.
Right, but that's not.
That's what he's saying. In other words, the Gemara is learning Gufa D'Gra. So the Gemara, let me just take it this way. Take it one way. One way is clear. That the Gemara is learning Gufa D'Gra. So what do you mean Gufa D'Gra? That if it's at Orel, what do I need Ben Nechor for? So it gives you reason, right? Because Ben Nechor is Ein Li B'Lashamayim, right? It gives you reason. But let's say you didn't have that reason. So the Gemara is assuming that Orel will be enough. But how could it be enough? I'd never know the halacha that a Baal Tshuva, there's a special provision for a Baal Tshuva of Matzah Semrorim. What?
That's not Mitzvah.
No. That's Taisus Kasha. So that's Taisus' question. Taisus' question is that how could the Gemara say that in Gufa D'Kra, that if you had Orel, you wouldn't need Ben Nechor, but now Taisus learned Ben Nechor is a whole different system of Baal Tshuva. So you need it for that. Not Legufe. You need it for that purpose. So Taisus says, no, the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara doesn't mean Legufe, because Emas Hirman Adin. The Gemara means the exclusion. Boeina ochal of alohu matzamara. That's what it means. So that'll fit in according to Taisus. That the Orel, if I knew that the Orel has a provision, so I would think there's no provision for the Ben Echor, because the Ben Echor is Ein Li B'Lashamayim. And if I know the Ben Echor, I wouldn't know there's a provision for the Orel, because he's Moss. What? So Shrichas is on Bo.
No, but even on the bow, I still couldn't do it.
That's the difference in the concepts. That the Torah is making a provision, so you might think the Torah made a provision. When I say made a provision, you're like, just like you learned from Talmud Derech Chokah. Kalvachom from Arul Ben Echor. So it's telling you Arul Ben Echor itself, you can't learn that there's a provision for one, means that there's a provision for the other one. So that fits in very well according to Taisus. But if you're going to learn according to Taisus, that if I had Oral, I wouldn't need Ben Nechor. And the way Taisus got finished defining Ben Nechor, you need the Pasuk for to teach you the provision for the special provision for Baal Tshuva. So how would I know it from Oral? I'd never know from Oral. So what are you telling me you need Ben Nechor? Because I would think Ein Li B'Lashamayim. It's not because of Li. It has nothing to do with Li B'Lashamayim. You need him because of... I mean, he's not Moss. I mean, because if I had Oral, so I'd say Oral is Moss and Ben Echor is not Moss. So therefore Ben Echor is okay. I mean, in other words, if they're both the same, and you say if I had Oral, so then I wouldn't need Ben Echor. If I had Oral, if they're both the same, if I had Oral, I wouldn't need Ben Echor. Okay. I wouldn't need Ben Echor, because I know that just like an Oral is no good, so Ben Echor is no good either. Right? So let's say, so that's what the Gemara is saying. No, Kamash Malon, that if I had Oral, I would think Ben Echor is good. That's why you need the Pasuk of Ben Echor. So Taisus' question is, that's not why. Let's say I could learn out Ben Echor from Oral. Right? But I need to know Bo'ein Ochal of Alochal of Matzah Mara. I need to know that there's a special provision for the Baal Tshuva. So what is the Gemara saying over there? That you need the Pasuk to tell you that the Ben Nechor is also no good. That's what you need the Pasuk for. You need the Pasuk, even if I know the Ben Nechor is no good for Oral, but I still need the Pasuk to tell me about the provision. That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus answers that the Gemara really is going on the Bo'ein Ochal. It's not going on the Gufa D'Kra. That's the continuity in Taisus. Okay? Now the Gemara is very good. That if there's a provision for an Oral, so I know there's a provision for the Ben Nechor, so I need the Bo over there. Kamashmala, no, because the oral is only a problem of Moss. But this guy is in Libra Shemayim. So I think there's no provision for him. Kamash Malon, that there is. And vice versa. That's what they're saying.
Okay.